We heard from the BBC about one of the ways they formalised senior stakeholder engagement across their networks, which they call ENGs, different business units, trade unions, the diversity board, and executives. They said, the Diversity Centre ran sessions for ENG chairs and the Marketing, Communications and Audiences Department to facilitate collaborative working. It ensured ENGs were able to feed into BBC policy and practice around marketing and comms and to improve targeting and reach to audience segments. Ideas and advice were then sought out as routine in future. Their Diversity Centre set up and facilitated a trade union and ENG consultative forum to discuss employee-related policy and issues, with the understanding that the union have statutory rights to, for example, consultation that ENGs do not. ENG chairs were invited on a rotating basis to the quarterly diversity board with executive directors and the director general. The director general was also invited to key network annual general meetings to listen to concerns and issues. Maintaining that balance between formalised procedures in a hierarchy and an authentic and productive relationship with your sponsor is key to making impactful change through your network and its stakeholders. This week's suggested interview is with Lisa Pinney from the Coal Authority, who is not only involved with employee networks, but CEO too. All of the networks have a sponsor on the executive board that they chose themselves, as she strongly believes that networks should be driven by the needs of the employee. Network leaders are invited to the executive team meetings frequently, and there's an open door policy to speak with all the senior team. But they also recognised that the support of the senior team is not enough, so they are setting up a more formal structure to link the voice of the networks to the middle management population on a regular basis, so that they can hear from diverse voices more directly. Check it out in your bonus content.